Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Well, we have come to the end of our study on eternity and understanding eternity and what it really means to us when we have eternity in mind. So I close with this particular teaching, and we've talked about it before. It's entitled, What is Your Eternal Worth? Our recent study on eternity has really awakened a sensitivity in me as to how I spend my time and my resources. Are the things I'm doing adding to the glory and honor of my King and His kingdom? Or am I only concerned with what's relevant to life right now? You may ask those same questions yourself. Alistair Begg, noted preacher and theologian, added to my concerns by questioning me, indirectly, of course, as to whether I was more concerned with my IRAs, my individual retirement accounts, than my IEAs, my individual eternity account. Do I have eternal net worth? So I ask you that today. Net worth is a financial term used to describe the total value of all the possessions minus all outstanding debt. It reflects what we've earned from and for personal benefit. If we apply this financial term to spiritual things, eternal net worth is the value of one's work that we are will be accounted to our reward at the judgment seat of Christ. What with the fire? The Apostle Paul, in his writing to the church at Corinth, wanted them to be aware that the works done on earth would have a direct impact on the rewards they would later receive in heaven, which holds true for us. In 1 Corinthians 3:12 through 15, he clearly states what that's going to look like at the day when we're at the judgment seat of Christ, or what's known as the Bema seat. It says, if any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, straw, his work will be shown for what it is. Because on that day, he will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. It is there where we will receive, at the Bema seat, the rewards for the things done in this body, whether good or evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10. As the writer of Hebrews stated, it is appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. We will not be judged for our previous sins, since Jesus Christ paid for that. However, we will receive our eternal inheritance, as described in 1 Peter 1:4. At the Bema seat, before issuance of eternal rewards, there will be a testing of the worth of our works. And the quality of our works will be the judge of our eternal value. Works of eternal value result in expansion and extension of God's kingdom on earth. So that's a way we can really test and see where we're putting our efforts and how it is impacting God's kingdom on earth. If what we have built survives, there is reward. One of God's moral quality is justice, so it is here where God will fairly evaluate not only the end result of our work, but also the motives and the attitudes behind them. That's Romans 2:16. To receive reward, our work must pass the holy scrutiny of God's evaluation. The sad thing about that is if our works are burnt by the fire, we will suffer loss. Our salvation, as we stated, won't be lost, but we will lose our rewards. We will have no crowns that we can cast at the feet of the Savior. Revelation 4:10. Our works, though not redemptive in nature, will reflect our obedience and submission to God's plan and purpose for our lives. Let me repeat that. Our works, though they will not count for our being saved, our redemptive nature, but they will reflect how obedient and how submissive we were to God's plan and purpose for our lives. Let us remember that we are God's fellow workers and this is His field. I leave you with this question. Are you creating worth for God's kingdom? And what is your spiritual net worth? And if you would like to begin to create that eternal net worth that really counts, where your works are focused on things for building the kingdom of God, yet you haven't established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I invite you to do that today. It's simple, and the process is outlined at our website at itwministries.org. Click on the invitation tab and go from there. We hope that you will begin to establish that relationship, which will be the most important relationship you will make in your life and for eternity. That's it for today. We thank you for joining us. Please share this podcast with friends and family. And you have a great weekend and a great Labor Day holiday. Be safe, and we'll see you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.